All right, so we just try to take up one question today. We have a little bit of a short day here. So let's take up the question of the Machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, according to the way the Rashba is learning. Okay? According to the way the Rashba is learning. Now it becomes a little bit of a two for one, right? Because you have two ways of learning the Mishnah there are two ways of learning the Machlokas, right? Our Mishnah learns it as a Machlokas of Chutz, but Almanas, they would all agree, right? And by Almanas, we mean Almanas just like Chutz. That's the way the Rashba learns. Meaning practically no different. Okay? So if you're going to learn, once again, that the Machlokas is Chutz, so then Rabbi Eliezer has a Pasuk. That's fine. We don't need to worry about that right now. And everybody would agree that Almanas is perfectly good. Even though it effectively excludes somebody from the get. But the fact that it's framed as an almanas makes all the difference. That's the way our Mishnah is learning the Machlokas, because we conclude our Mishnah is learning Chutz. But if you learn they're arguing almanas, so then you just shift it over. You just shift it down one notch. Okay. In other words, whatever you just said for everybody, that will become Rabbi Eliezer. That's your two for one right there. And the Rabbanan are going to disagree and say, no, this almanas is different than other almanas. You hear?
It's good.
It's a bargain. Okay. You get four shitas for the price of three.
Sounds like a good deal.
Right? Because you have Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan according to Chutz, Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan according to Almanas, but whatever you said for the Rabban, for everybody, by whatever you said by the Kuli Alma, by the Chutz, you can just use that for Rabbi Eliezer by the Almanas. Maybe my counting is off, but... Right? Okay, good. So let's take a look at the Rashba. The Rashba, some say it's three for the price of two. All right, we'll have to see. But let's just try to work on the Svaras. Forget about the complications right now. Okay, so let's see. Let's take a look at the Rashba. The Rashba says like this. Ubechutz hu depligi, right? Is that the one I gave you?
Yeah.
Ubechutz hu depligi Rabban Leide Rabbi Eliezer. The Hashayer le beget. Because that's easy. I mean, there's no svara that would allow Rabbi Eliezer to do such a thing. It's simply because he learns the Gzeres HaKasav that way. So the Rabbanan don't learn the Gzeres HaKasav that way. So therefore, the Rabbanan say any get that by its terms doesn't free her to everyone is simply not a get. It's not, you don't have the full krisis there. Right? If you say the essence of the get, according to the Rabbanan, is krisis. Right? And krisis is to free her to everybody. So if you say you're muteris to everyone except for Ploni, you simply don't have the operation of a get. You haven't given her a get by its terms. Okay? But the Rabbanan but everyone would agree that Almanas is good. Why? Midi dahavi akol tanoyim de alma, de ein poslin beget. So, according to this side, how does it go? That the Almanas is not a problem. Now, he wants to be clear. He says, Vahai Almanas mashma afilu dumya dechutz. Even though he said Almanas, no different than the case of Chutz. meaning to say, he says, Amanash lo tenasi lo velo tevali lo. Delo hutra etzlo afilu biznos. So I know it sounds strange when you start learning the sugya. What does it mean to be mutter biznos? But it means to say, like we were discussing a little bit last week, that the condition doesn't create any release from the iser of the ishus. Right? Now to say that your mutter biznos means to say the ishus has been severed. Means to say that there's no iser of from, she's not remaining in any iser that she had from in the iser that she had from before. So that means to say the get is effective to some degree vis-a-vis this guy. So then that would be easier to say almanas is good. That would be easier. But the Rashi says no. The Rabbanan even hold it's good if in terms of ploni she is completely usser. Because she's only completely usser by way of the Tanai, not by a deficiency in the get itself. Correct? That's what the Gemara says. It's no different than any other Tanai. What does it mean it's no different than any other Tanai? Means to say, like he says, the Amin will come and call tonight in the Alma lo shayer le beget v'ocha shayer le beget. Yeah, he wants to prove the case. That you see what the Gemara says later about it. It shows you the kind of tonight it is. V'hashta have a mashmalei de ein zeshir beget. But right now the Gemara is learning it's not a lack in the get. The halo meshayer beget klal. The get itself doesn't leave anything out. She'eno omer lo shelo tihye muteris lezeh. He's not telling her you're not mutter to so and so. Right? Ela havale ki'ilu matir lekol. Legally, he really was matir her to everybody. Vafilu lezeh. Even to Ploni. Umigureshasi etzlo. She's completely divorced with regards to that guy. He just creates a Tanai from another side. Almanas shelo tivalo. Lo benesuin velo biznos. That's all. It's a complete get. But there's a condition. Why should this condition be different than the other condition? That's the first side. I mean, the chut side is really somewhat simple. It's somewhat simple. Right, you just look at it straight. You say that the get can't be deficient on its own terms. That's what the Rabbanan hold. Rabbi Eliezer learns a drasha, like we mentioned last week. We'll go back into it a little bit soon, of either isha grusha miisha, or of halacha v'hoysol ishacher filu inim uterasel echad. But basically, the Rabbi Eliezer has a gzeiras hakosav that says the get can work in a limited capacity, and the Rabbanan say no, the get itself has to be an instrument of heter l'chol adam. Now, just like I can be mater, just like I can give a woman a get and say almanas shelo tishti yayin, I can give a woman a get and say this is your get on condition you don't drink wine for 5 years, right? That's a get. That's a good get. Aye, there's something she can do that can be mevatel the get. So what? That doesn't make it not a get. When you want to look at whether it's a good get or not, you look at the get itself, not at the tanai. If you want to see what the get does, you look at the ikar of the get, not the condition that will be mevatel it. So the Rabbanan say, according to this first side of chutz, that what? That it's simple. If the get itself is deficient, that's chutz, no good. But if it's almanas, even though it comes out lemaisa, that she absolutely cannot marry Ploni, either she cannot have tashrish with Ploni, either in terms of znus or nesuin, there's no heter to Ploni at all, that doesn't matter. That's not because the get itself is not a matir. when she gets the get, she's the get released her to everybody. Now there's something she can do that can be mavatal the get. So it happens to be this thing is lo tivali l'ploni. But why is it different than any other tonight? That's their first argument. That's the first way. That's the way of learning chutz. Now, is the ikar of chutz of the machlokus of chutz is simply that, like the Gemara says, that midi dahav. Well, it's the same thing, but I mean it comes about reverse. But it's midi dahavi a kol tanai d'alma. Right? That it's just like any tanai. And that's what I'm telling you. The Gemara expresses it over there by Rabbi Eliezer Shita when you're learning Almanas. But that's going to be the Rabbanan Shita when you learn Chutz. That you don't read the condition of the Tanai into the Ikar of the Get. The condition of the Tanai is always external to the function of the Get. As long as the Get on its own terms is an instrument of Krisus, it doesn't matter that there's a Tanai that can be Mavatlit that relates to her heter. I mean, it's hard to see how is it different than a matal na'amanas lahasir. It's not that different. I say, this is completely yours. Completely yours. But in order for it to be completely yours now, there's a condition. What's the condition? You have to give it back to me at some point. We don't say, well, being completely yours means you get to do whatever you want with it. And the fact that you have to give it back to me means it's not complete. No! It's completely yours. But there's a condition. So the condition doesn't matter. The condition is very close to the content of the matana. Doesn't matter. It still is considered the condition. You have to view theoretically, conceptually, separate out the ikar and the condition. That's what makes us, that's the function of the intellect. Now, as a woman is muteris, she's muteris l'chol adam, 100%. Just like if I say, here's a get on condition, you don't drink wine for 5 years. Is she muteris to everybody? Yes. Let's say she drinks wine, then the get is batal. So there's something, so she's muteris to everybody, but there's something she can do that can uproot that whole heter. So you just look at it like that. She's muteris to everybody. And here's something she can do that would undermine that heter.
I mean,
Exactly.
I'm looking at it as if.
Okay. So the point I'm trying to make though is that the more interesting side theoretically is the almanas machlokes, right? That's the more interesting side. So let's go a little further in the Rashi. Yeah.
Could you just quickly explain how saying that.
But Gary's correct in the decision. The distinction logically is like this: when you say chutz, it means to say vis-a-vis ploni, no iser. The iser ishus remains and was never removed at all. So that's a real lack in the mice of get. The get should be a kores, and it never was for this guy. But almanas, it was kores. It broke her free from him, just like from everybody else. But there's something she can do that would be mevatel the get itself, and then she'll be ushered to everybody. Right? It's nothing about him in particular. There's no situation where she'll be only considered an ashes ish to him and not to everybody else. She's either considered a penuya to everybody or to nobody. It just depends on whether she's mevatel the condition or not, or whether she's mekayim the tanai or not. But it's not like it's a get that works for everybody but you. In Gittin, not in practice, but in Gittin. Okay.
And chutz doesn't work like that?
Chutz does not work like that. Chutz means that simultaneously she's usher to him and mutter to everybody else. Present state. Her present condition. Because the get was never applied to him. The get
then,
itself.
Then she is an ashes, he's with you to him.
Yeah, if it's chutz. Right? Chutz is an unequal
almanas.
Thing. Right? Almanas is equal, but there's a condition that will either. If she's mekayim the condition, she's mutter to everybody. If she's mavatal the condition, she's usher to everybody. But at any given time, she's either usher to everybody or mutter to everybody. Whereas by chutz, she's usher to him and mutter to everyone else. Did you guys... So it's like this. Ulakomon have a mashmalay the mikomokom kevin de li olam asur lezeh bein biznus bein benesuin shiru beget. Now he's explaining the other side, the almanah side, really. That what? That since she's always usher to him, to ploni bein biznus bein benesuin, it is considered a shiru beget. The akati is asira lehai. Mach moso. Okay, now he's trying to define really over here the almanah side. So how would it go? It would mean to say like this. So let's just switch it over. That the almanah side is learning that what? That's the Gemara over here. She Rabbi Eliezer matir l'chol adam chutz mei oso aish v'chachamim osir. My time Rabbi Eliezer, but this is by the Tanai case. Midi dahavi I call Tanai da alma. So now Rabbi Eliezer takes the slot that we were saying for the Rabbanim before. Rabbi Eliezer says, if you can learn Almanas, Rabbi Eliezer says the get is good because it's no different than any other Tanai, like we've been saying up to this point. And the Rabbanim say, call Tanai the Alma lo shayer le beget, hocha shayer lo beget. Rashi, kevan de asni ba'dosh lo ninase lezeh, nimsa shalo hitira get l'chol adam. So the Rashi was trying to explain now the side of the Rabbanan to learn that almanas like this is no good. So you have to make a chilek now between a regular almanas shlo tishti yayin, which does restrict her in some way, and almanas shlo tanasi shlo tivali liish ploni. So the Rashba tries to define it right here in this line. That what? He says, kevan dili olam loze asur loze, since she will always be asur to this person, completely, bein biznus, bein binesuin, it's considered a remnant in the get. It's considered that the get has a leftover. Why? But we just said before that the get itself is really good. It's just the tanai. No. Why? De'akati asira lehai machmaso. She still is usher to this one because of him, meaning her husband. V'hilkach shior beget ika. Therefore, it's considered a remnant in the get. V'lo domi l'shar tanoyin d'leka shiura beget. And that's why it's not like a regular condition that has no shiura beget. V'teda l'cha. He's just trying to prove that the case is almanas domya d'chutz. That it really is a case where the condition is complete, and she can't have any relationship with the guy, right? Midalo maflig bein almanas l'chutz v'misa elabam bein almanas l'chutz v'misa liflag listni b'almanas gufe bein b'almanas shlotinasi bein b'almanas shloti v'lotivalilo. Okay, fine. So that's his raya. In other words, if there really was a difference between the two almanas cases, then the Gemara could have said that was the machlokas. Why did that say chutz and almanas? Could have said almanas complete and almanas shlotanasi. Okay, but anyway, yeah, so what's the svara here? That's what we have to understand. What's the svara? What's the svara of the side that says this condition is different from all other conditions? Even though we said logically it should be the same. The get itself is good. Now this becomes the machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer says we treat this condition like every other condition, and the Chachamim say this condition is different. Yeah, but what's the svar of the Chachamim? I mean, we already understood the svar of Rabbi Eliezer. What's the svar of the Chachamim? How do you differentiate this tonight from others? It's like a balabatish svar versus a lamdish svar. I mean, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, the lamdus is that it's a really a good get, but the condition itself is her being with another guy. And the Rabbanim say, but bottom line, sof kol sof, she's also to him because of him. But that's not, where's the lamdus in that? I mean, that's just saying, well, let's ignore technicalities. Let's ignore technicalities. And that's not a machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer says you got to look at it technically, and everyone says just look at it how it practically comes out. What's instructive over here is that the Rabbanan are saying it's a shiur beget. They're saying the get itself is lacking. Even though it's a condition, they're working it in to the get itself. How? The get is matir her, and the get breaks the ishus. When he gives her the get, the ishus is terminated. So there's a condition that can bring the ishus back. There's a condition that can be mevatel the bittel of the ishus. That condition is to be with Ploni.
They're both hold by other almanas cases.
Absolutely. They hold by other almanas cases. Provided they're not permanent almanas cases. Provided, we'll see, it gets a little tricky later on, but in other words, if he would say to her, you can never drink wine ever in your life again, then the Rabbanan would agree that's a condition that even the Rabbanan would agree is no good. Because that's not krisis also. That means for every day that she's alive, she's always stuck to this guy in some way. Okay? So I just don't want you to get confused about that, because later on the Gemara says drinking wine is not a good condition. But it would be a good condition if he says don't drink wine for, 5 years. So over here, the condition also is not permanent, because once Ploni dies, like the Gemara says, if a man says to his wife, don't drink wine all of your life, it's not a good get. But if he says, don't drink wine all of somebody else's lifetime, it's a good get. Because it doesn't mean intrinsically she's always bound to the guy. Okay? So that's why the Rishonim say over here too, when he says, don't marry Ploni, that's not a permanent thing. Because when Ploni dies, she won't have any trigger left that could be mevatel her get. No, she can't be permanently in a state where she could always trigger the bittel of her get. That's not considered a complete krisis. But if you remove the problem, remove the person, no problem, completed the krisis. Then the krisis is good. But anyway, yeah. But the point is still, how could you work it into a problem in the get? How could you say the get is a shiur beget? Yeah. Now, this whole way of thinking of Almanas, Rabbi Eliezer does not learn that there's an exceptional idea of chutz in Gittin. He doesn't darshan the pasuk. He's just like the Rabbanan. They all agree krisus has to be complete, and they're arguing, and a get cannot be meshayer anything, and they're arguing, does a shiur mitzad acher count as a shiur? Let me try to explain the way I'm thinking about it. It's funny, in my mind there's an analogy over here to a different sugya that we did last year. It's somewhat analogous to Ein Isser Chalal Isser to me. Okay. What I mean is like this. Let's look at the setup according to... let's look at the factually how it's set up. And as we're saying now, as a married couple, as a married woman, she's in a state of iser, eshes ish, to everybody. Right? She's in a state of iser, eshes ish, to everybody. Now when she gets this divorce, when she receives her get with the Tanai, she has no iser, eshes ish, to everybody. She has no iser eishas ish to anybody, actually. Because that's what we're saying. The get, as a kores, just like he says, is matihar to everybody. It's lo meshayer beget klal. Okay? It's ki'ilu matira lakol. Afilu lazeh. Umegureshas hi etzlo. So, legally speaking, he removed the Isser Eishas Ish Legamri, even Legabe Ploni. So why can't she marry Ploni? Why can't she marry Ploni? That's Mitzad Acher. Okay? That if she does the Maisa of marrying Ploni, it'll violate the Tanai of the Get. So it itself as a Maisa is not a Maisa of Isser Eishas Ish. It's a different kind of a problem. It's a problem of being mevatel It's a maisa of bittel of the gerushin itself. Okay? So that's what he's saying. It's mitzad acher. It's just like if she would drink wine, she would be mevatel the get. So over here, by being going with Ploni, it'll be a maisa that will be mevatel the get, and will lemafreya turn this into an iser. But in terms of the maisa itself, right now it's not facing her right now with the reality of saying she is an eshes ish legabi Ploni. Okay, so that's Rabbi Eliezer. But the Rabbanon say like this. They say that in the idea of the gerushin is that you have to break the iser created by the nesuin. The idea of gerushin is to remove the iser machmaso. You understand? There's an iser that is created because of the original nesuin to her husband, and the Rabbanon say that in this case it doesn't matter if you replace the iser eshes ish with another iser mimakom acher. It doesn't matter what the shame of the iser is. You have to remove not the shame iser eshes ish, but you have to remove the reality and the actuality of the iser of their relationship. And it doesn't matter if you replace the iser with a different shame. We don't look at the technicality of, it doesn't matter to be meshayer beget, to be a complete get, it means it has to remove the reality of the iser of the ishus, the actuality. And if you simply keep the actuality of the iser in place, but just switch its identity, you haven't done anything. That's not called a matir. In other words, just like we said last year, we said, if something is already usser to you, putting another shame iser on it won't help. Won't make another iser. Right? When something remains, when something is already usser to you, let's say you already have an iser what were the cases of there? Whatever it was. If you have one iser, huh?
Nazir doesn't go
there
or something.
Yeah, let's say you have one iser already of chazer. So you're not going to say an iser of Yom Kippur will be chal on it. All kinds of questions over there, but whatever it is. So because it already has the shame iser. It already has a shame iser. So we look at it in terms of the reality of the iser to the gavra. And there's no reality that's being added by another shame. That's just an abstract concept. So we say that we don't say that nothing occurred. There was no occurrence when there's no occurrence in the shame being chal, because nothing changed vis-a-vis this gavra. So we say, in fact, the second iser is never even chal, because there's no expression of it. There has to be in order to create a new iser, there has to be an expression of it. We don't just look at it in the abstract identity of shame. In an analogous way, the Rabbanan is saying, a matir is not an abstract concept. To be considered a matir, there has to be an actuality of heter. So to say the get was matir her, because it simply switched the shame iser from ishus to bittel tanai, me is a non-event, is a non-halachic event. And it turns out, halachically speaking, the get was ineffective vis-a-vis this guy. So it's a machlokas really in a deeper idea of the concept of saying that the get has to be a matir. Rabbi Eliezer holds, as long as it removes the shame iser of eshes ish, that's the effect of the get. The Rabbanon say there's no concept of a matir that has no effect. We can't even say the get was matir an iser of eshes ish, because the iser is essentially a restriction on activity. That's how we look at it. We look at Isser in terms of its effect on the person. And the get has to remove the effects of the husband from the woman. Doesn't matter if it switches the cause of the Isser from Ish to Bittel get. But still, and listen to how perfectly the words of the Rashbar, he says, it still is Shir Beget. De'akati Asira Lehai Machmaso. That's the only question we want to know. Is she still Usser to him because of the husband? Then it's nothing. It's just a legal fiction to say that there was a mati that occurred. Okay? That's what they're arguing about. It needs a little more thought, but think it over a little more.
So how does Rabbi Eliezer make sense to say that there is a matir?
So Rabbi Eliezer, no, they're arguing in terms of the idea of a matir. Can you say that there is the event of a matir simply because the shame of the Isser was switched from an Isser Eishes Ish to an Isser outside of Eishes Ish? That's why in my mind it's analogous to the other sugya. Just like when you're creating an Isser, do we say that there's an idea of saying I added an Isser because I added a new shame, even though I didn't add any new effect? In this question is the reverse. Can I say I was matir an Isser if I switched one cause of Isser for another cause of Isser? In other words, in effect, nothing changed, but the shame switched.
Is this a machlokas in defining matirs or
yes.
Is it in get? It's
a machlokas in defining the matir of the get.
But specific to get?
Well, I'd rather not. If we could keep it to get, I'd prefer that. But let's think about it a little more. Okay?
Bittel Tanai is not an Isser, though. It just means she won't be.
Well, it's going to turn out that her Maisa now is an Isser. Because it turns out it'll make her back to Eishes Ish. In the end of the day, but not as the Maisa that she's doing. I mean, you can't say right now she is faced with an Isser Eishes Ish in front of her. If she does that Maisa, then it will effectuate a Bittel of the Get, which will effectuate an Isser of the Eishes Ish. But it's not on its own, it's not that she remains. You're right. I mean, effectively, it comes back to her. But it's not because the get didn't remove it from her. It's because she can do something that will be mevatel the heter of that get and reinstate it and make it an isser. But as a get, it was Mishayer. I mean, Matt's right. Let's think a little bit. He's bringing it a little bit closer in, saying it still isn't. I know, I was thinking about that also. It still is an Eser Eishes Ish. But it's mimakom acher. It's not from their ishus. The Isser Eishes Ish would come from her bittel of the get, not from her state, not presently from a state that you can say she's an Eishes Ish legabi this guy right now. She's not an Eishes Ish legabi this guy right now. It would be like, let's say a man says to the woman, Amanash lo tishti yayin shloshim yom, she sleeps with somebody in between and then she drinks wine. So her drinking of that wine would be considered like an Isser, because it would turn whatever she did into an Isser. Would the drinking of the wine be an Isser Eishes Ish? No. But it would be a Bittel of the get.